Okay, morning. So we're on the fresh Zion. Let's start from here.
Morning.
Let's start from Tzadik Goyiz of HaKadosh Baruch Makayim. We saw this, but let's start again. We didn't get too far into it. Natalets many shidish yesh the khayde be base poge sharizal be khayde va at mvakesh many shiyas be ado person is a khayde be base, remember? So we said, what do you have to do? You lech etzel achoch. So he goes to the Arizal, and the Arizal says to magal lecho ma asid li yois, I'm going to tell you what's going to be here. Al echad doig, you have nothing to worry about. Gilo ili min hashamayim ki khayli yavriya, it's been revealed to me from Shemaim that the sick person is going to get better. We know about Techamiti al Pimadregis of Batochen Ashnia. Someone who's working on our level of Batochen, what would he say to the Arizal? Again, we've been working on something now for a good few months. Let's see how much we've progressed. The person has a Chayle Babesa. So you go to the Chochem and you ask him to daven for you. We said, that's you have to daven. But said, okay, we're not going into why and how that now that we've discussed. The Chochem, you go to happen to be the Arizal, when he tells you, it's been revealed to me from Shemayim that everything's going to be fine. You don't have to worry. The patient is going to be well. Somebody who is working on Al, you're also part of this test. We're testing to see how much we've progressed. You have a Chayle Babesoy, so you go to the Chochem to daven. The Chochem happens to be the Arizal, and he says to you, you have nothing to worry about. He's going to get better. A call, Tov. What do you say to the Arizal?
Thank you.
Should I still daven for whoever else maybe did? Or no, no, it's all better.
No. I'd like to think I would walk away and be like, okay, what great. Feel confident. Like
so somebody who's working on our level of Betochen, seems nobody in the room, would turn around and say, I don't really care what's going to be in the future. I didn't come here to ask you to tell me what's going to be in the future. Lola Doeg, you don't have nothing to worry about. Everything to worry about before. Shekena Dova Enu Matrido Tirklao, Zeloma Freely, who Enu Choyka Achasi Dois, whom a Kabbalist Koma Shiova Lava Shemis Barak Betmimus. The Komataras Alichol Chochem, he kefish in his Bali. The only reason he went to the Chochem is because of what we explained before. Are we working on Rashi's level of Betochen or not? What is Rashi's level of Betochen? Al Techochel Asidois. Don't look into the future and see what will be in the future. And everything that comes upon you from Hashem, you bekabel betmimus ubeavu besimcha. So there's a choil in the house. And I'm not looking into the future to see what's gate sign, what's going to be. Because I know that it's from Hashem, and everything that comes to Hashem is for the best. So what am I doing? I'm following instructions. You have to daven. Because it could be that there are other sick people that need to get well, and they're not going to because no one's davening for them. So you daven, and you go to the Chochem. Because when the Chochem davens, his range is bigger and he might be able to impact on more people. But I didn't ask that result to tell me what's going to happen, because lo manyenoti what's going to happen. And don't tell me not to worry, because I'm not worried in the first place. That's the practical application of everything we've been saying for the last 50 years.
Not worried in the first place is very hard.
We talk about the ideal. I apologize. Excuse me, I apologize. I just want to test where we're holding. Everybody now got in touch with the real success. Wonderful. Morning. Success. We just achieved success. We're in touch with our real. We're discussing an ideal here. You're not supposed to be holding there yet. When you're an apprentice, you look at the master and you say, yeah, I want to be like the master, but I'm not. I'm here, me, the apprentice. We're the apprentices. Just wanted to test where we're holding in our apprenticeship. But some work to do still. Yeah, we knew that. Baruch Hashem. But I'm not going to the Chochem because I want him to wave a magic wand and solve my problem, because then I deal with Hashem. I don't need chachomim and tzaddikim and gedolim to do that for me. Then I deal with Hashem.
So why do you go to the tzaddik?
Correct. That's why it was a test. I just used the opportunity. It was a gold. I mean, it was lying on my desk. I was going to say, waste an opportunity like that.
So why? The only reason.
Let's ask Avi. Uh-oh. You have a chayle bebeisoy. That's what happens when you come late. You have a chayle bebeisoy. So you go to the chochem, eh? You're davening, you go to the chochem. The chochem acts in the arizal. And he tells you, you have nothing to worry about. The patient's going to get well. Our level of a tochem that we're working on, what do you tell the arizal? I'm not interested in the future. I wasn't worried in the first place.
Stand up, Bruno.
At least there's somebody working here. Now, we're not talking about where we're holding. We're not talking about where we're holding in real. In real, you're probably worried, and in real, you're probably very relieved to hear from their real. Good, that's the barometer of where we're holding. That's our real.
Huh. What did we want to do?
Daven, I asked you to daven because there could be some sick people, Jews in Burma, that no one's davening for, and your tefillas are result will help them.
So why did I come from my chol?
Huh?
I'm coming to them anytime.
Whenever there's a chol that's bothering you, yeah, you should, but usually it doesn't work
even
like that.
Then.
Usually it's when you have a financial problem like we saw, Rabbi Chinen Mendoza.
Yeah.
That's Hashem telling you what he wants you to daven.
Coming to the tzaddik to heal him.
I'm coming to the tzaddik because Hashem sent me a message that I gave you a choyle in the house because I want you to go to the chochem often to daven for choyle. Yes. That's how Hashem set up the system.
As well as my chiyuv to daven, I also have some form of chiyuv to go to the chochem.
That's what Chazal tell you, yeah. Pinchas bachama. Kol sheyesh bo choyle betech beisoy lech. Etzel chochem v'yivakesh alav rachamim. Shenema, chames melech malachim mavis v'ish chochem yechapareno. Tzadik has the ability to impact greater than us, but that's not our subject.
I got it.
Mesupra l'goyin Rav Naftali Trop zatzal, Rav Naftali Trop. The Rosh Yeshiva of whose Yeshiva? No. No, it was long after we saw. Chofetz Chaim. Rav Avrosius' grandfather learned by Rav Naftali. The Granat, Fidushe Granat, Rav Naftali Trop. So in the summer, he went once, they used to in Marienbad. Marienbad used to be a spa. It was like a holiday resort, and that was where all the Haredim and the Gedoli Torah, Rabbonim, Admorim, Rosh Yeshivas, that's what they used to have their vacations, was in Marienbad. I don't know where they go today, but wherever it is, it's not Marienbad. Okay. Ve'echad ha'yomim, b'shehusa b'mokam, nikla Rav Naftali, k'futzis chasidim oiv de Hashem, shiyosh le'vesoch rubanayim oidas darche ha'toyre v'avoyda. So they used to be more relaxed, and they would go for walks, and they would... famous pictures of the Viskarov walking with Gedolim, whatever. It was a very nice time for people to share and talk and learning in a more relaxed atmosphere. So Rav Naftali happened to be with a bunch of Hasidish Rebbe's or whatever, and they were talking about Torah and Avoda, Haim Sifru Sipurim Tzadikim, and they were telling stories about Tzadikim. Kol Chosik Hiflik Vesipa Moivsov Veniflosov Shel Rabbi. But Rav Naftali Yeshiva Sheifet. They're all telling about the miracles and the wonders that their rabbis had performed. Rav Naftali sat there quietly. Ponelav chassidim v'bikshu yosef v'ugam sifu maifus mirubeini agon l'chofetz chayim. V'shikidyo haya pol yeshuas b'kara v'aretz. So they asked Rav Naftali for stories about the chofetz chayim, about wondrous things that he had done. He was well known, the chofetz chayim, for his wondrous interventions. Amalei Naftali. Sipura Hamoyf says Shilachem Oiskin Binyan Sadi Goiza Vakorish Baruchumakaya. The stories you tell it are in a framework of Tzadi Goiza Vashem Makaya. Yeah? The Tzadik says what to do, and Hashem listens. Tzadik governs, and Hashem responds. Vilo Rebbe Shili Oisa Moifa Sacher. My Rebbe does other kinds of miracles. Hakorish Baruchu Goiza Vatsadik Makaya. The Chofetz Chaim functions in an environment where Hashem tells him what to do and he listens. Not he tells Hashem what to do and Hashem listens. Who makabel is called zereisim shel hakadosh baruch hu betimus. That's the nisim that the Chofetz Chaim does. He is makabel what Hashem does betimus. Habala Tanya, because if you think we're picking on the Hasidim, we're not, because the makabel of the sefer happens to be a chosid. So there's no racism here between Hasidim and Mikra. But Israel was a chosid. Habala Tanya Kosev, Shechamishim Shnois Limud Torah, Vaidus Hashem, Eimba Koichin Lahavi Es Adam Ledveikas Kamo Shemivya Lakach Kabolis Yisurim Ba'av. You could argue with this, you don't want to argue with it, but that's what he says. 50 years of Limud Torah, Vaidus Hashem will not bring you to a level of Dveikas with Hashem, like being Makabal Yisurim Ba'av can. Have a Oima. Shamadrega Shekhoz Moichas of Gadik Makayim, there you have it from a chosid. You had it from a litvak, and now you're getting it from a chosid. So there's no way too hard. It's a much greater level. Hashem goyze v'anim makayim, then ani goyze v'Hashem makayim. That's a level as well. Although it's very hard to get to the level of tzadik goyze v'Hashem makayim, you need the first level, the higher level. You first have to be holding. You have to be a tzaddik first. A tzaddik is somebody who does everything he's supposed to be doing. So I'm not sure what the argument is. If he wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing, he couldn't be tzaddik goyze because he's not a tzaddik. Hey, Nemes, kivadeh sheyesh gedoy sheyelin sheyelin v'lotel is gedoy shumayim. They are gedoy oilam that can mevatel gzeru shumayim. V'bekinis tzaddik goyze v'korosh bochu makayim. There's such a thing. And it's a valid thing. When Yanenu Rina of Hussein of Sipra Lano, Isis Moifsim Goluim, Shanasi, they tzaddik of Chasid of Oiva Shal Hashem. We know. In our times we had and we have. Achti Shekva Nisbali Il, but as we explained above, Gilu Yeshua's Elu, Hayatrufa's Manit, the Matsovim Kashim. Those events, those miracles and wonders, or a temporary refuah in very extreme, difficult situations. There was a worry that they wouldn't be able to handle the nisoyim. In that situation, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to those beloved ones, his beloved tzaddikim, to do miracles and wonders, to mechazak the am. Why did he do it? That they should know there's a Novi be Yisrael, to Mechazak. When the person that comes to the tzaddik, you can see this is someone who can handle the Nisoy. You don't take out your magic wand and take away his opportunity to be great. They used to give him koiches and support him and machazak him to withstand the nisoyin, not take the nisoyin away. You're depriving him of his schar. Yusurim are precious. They wipe out all a person's avarice. They're not holding there. They're going to get broken here. With Mesirus Nefesh, they would come down from their levels. Then they would go to a lower level of Tzadik Goyze of Kodesh Baruch Hu Makayim. In order to give this Jew hope and imun in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'll tell you, Moedika Maisa. Maisa Shehoya mentioned it here before, but there's a lot of new faces. In Yeshiva Sanegev, in Netivot, you know, people that learned there, a lot of people we know that learned there, whatever. So I heard this from a very close friend of mine who was there at the Maisa. So the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Rabbi Socha Meir, he used to come to South Africa often. I don't know if any of you ever met him. Rabbi Socha used to come to South Africa often. He ever knocked on your door? and interesting. He never missed anybody. He used to come fundraising for the yeshiva or whatever. He was one of the few Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas who could speak English. So it was an opportunity to get to somebody that big. Anyway, Rabbi Soch in the early days in Netivot, there was nothing there. And he did have a chavrusa with one of the Barabbatim. He used to come and learn Tanakh with him on Shabbos. After many years, he was slowly growing in Emunah, but he hadn't made major strides. He came to Rabbi Soch and he told him he has a big problem. His daughter's got to the age of marriage and he needs to marry her off and he just doesn't have the money. What's he going to do? The lawyer does. She's going to have to call off the wedding because he just can't pay for the wedding. He doesn't have the money. It's terrible. Tragedy. What should he do? Misocha asked him, how much do you need? They told him. He said, tomorrow morning you go buy a lottery ticket. Buy a lottery ticket. The Mifala Pais or whatever. And with that lottery ticket, you'll pay for the wedding. Vakachayo. He bought a lottery ticket and he won the lottery for the amount that he needed for the wedding. Okay? The Maisa Shoyu, you want to speak to the person? I heard the story from you can speak. He lives in the Tivot Adayomazin. In fact, his brother Davin's in the Grow. Okay, so the locals that heard about the story, the Talmidim of Yisocha, were outraged. He spends half the year fundraising. The yeshiva's riddled with debt. The mama's catastrophe. And all he has to do is buy a lottery ticket and we solve all the problems. So they went to him and said, what are you doing? If you could do that, why is the yeshiva in debt? Why are you running around fundraising and everything? And he told him this. That's not our derech. We're supposed to go overseas, we're supposed to struggle, we're supposed to battle and accept our new signings. Shem's got lots of money. I don't have to buy a lottery ticket to pay for the yeshiva. Shem has plenty of ways to give me the money. This Jew needed a chizuk. This Jew Zimuna needed a boost. I needed to show there's a Kodesh Baruch in the world. So I did what I did in order to have our money. Hashem needs you to buy a lottery ticket in order to pay for a wedding. Are you nuts? The Kodesh Baruch doesn't want me buying lottery tickets. For me, that's not called mishtadlis. I'm a couple called Yeshiva Olay, but the Simcha Ba'ava, and I make these studies I need to make. Why do I have to go to South Africa? Why do I have to go to America? Why do I have to be in South America? I don't know. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu asked me to do. I'm not paying for the yeshiva. I'm not responsible for the money of the yeshiva. That's Hashem's problem. I have to make these studies. I have to daven. I have to go. I don't buy lottery tickets. And I'm Yaitzi Zan. That's not how it works. That was nice for him. I did him a miracle. Yeah, we don't get it. It's a bit subtle. But you got to chop this. With the Socha Meir. The Rosh Yeshiva, the late Rosh Yeshiva of Azata. From the Gedoili Rosh Yeshivas. Yeah. Lottery tickets, my baya. That's easy. That's for the whatever. But for us, they're not Stadlers. Where did the Kamaiza? I'm not just going to take a locker from this. You want to buy a lottery ticket? I don't know. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi what you should be doing. I don't know. They're on a sign pole. And don't ask me. I don't know about these things. Give me a lottery ticket that'll win. I'll grab it. Okay. Ulam kamoza enu atachlis. I don't know. But do achris ayomim kashen nistam kol chazoin ve'eni tanu yodei adma. Ike tafkideinu lekabeles kola ba'oleinu betmimas. Velo shelos velo tmius. In the generation we're living in, we have to mekabel what comes upon us without questions, without tmimus. You can try and understand what's going on for sure. But we need to think kachu rotzen Hashem. And einu mesugolim am lahavin zois. This is the rotzen Hashem. We can't understand it. Acha kol naas elementu v'teinu anitzchis v'zeh yikarev v'samashiach. This is all good for my eternal good. And it's bringing Mashiach closer. And that's why it's happening. It's for my good. And then about a person has to daven and a person has to make ishtadlis, as we've learned up to now. Okay. That's the beginnings of understanding the sugya. Rosh Eprokim, someone who's interested might want to explore further or not. Just keep coming back for the next round when you do it again. It fills up the time before the Gemara Shir starts. Questions, comments, reactions before we go weiter. And I want to tell you a story that Ramanashi wanted to tell me last week. And we couldn't hear him. So let me just tell you the story. We spoke about when you daven for somebody, the tefillah may not be for this person, maybe for that person. So I'm not going to get it 100% right, but I want them, because whatever, I just want them to get the story, Manashi. So like this. There was a kid in Chayda, 6-year-old kid, And there was somebody ill, critically ill. So they asked the kids in the cheder to daven for Shimon ben Yaakov or Yaakov ben Shimon. Yeah, okay. So this kid that were davening in the cheder, thank healing, and eventually this Yaakov ben Shimon died, passed away. And this kid was traumatized. Davening and davening, the guy died. So my kid is not worth anything. Anyway, he went through life, he grew up, and eventually came to get married. I don't know if it was his shver, his mechutun, lo mashaneh, whatever. Anyway, the girl that he's about to get married to, his father, happens to be Yaakov ben Shimon. That's his name. So I didn't think too much of it. But anyway, they start dating. They decide they're going to get married. And they're talking and whatever. And he tells her the story. That when he was a six-year-old, he davened for a Yaakov ben Shimon. He was critically ill. And the guy died. And it traumatized him, whatever. And that's amazing because your father's name is Yaakov ben Shimon. They work out when exactly this event took place. And she said, at that time, my father was in intensive care dying. He was mummish on his last legs. There were no hope. The doctors had given up hope. And in a miraculous recovery, this Yaakov ben Shimon that he wasn't davening for, he was davening for another Yaakov ben Shimon. And it's now, who was he davening for? For his father-in-law, future father-in-law. They were davening for his future. That's the, more or less, I don't know if I got 100% right, but the message is the message. When you're davening, because Hashem tells you to daven, because how do you know what to daven for? Because you have the problem. You never know where that tefillah is going to impact. Okay, that's a big story. And another story and it has to be discussed. Well, that's the tamtzis of the sugya. That was told to me by Rav Menashe, who's here in the Shia. In the Tanya, and one of the benefits of Corona, people in the Tanya coming to Shul Beit Shemesh. Why is in the Tanya? We're not going to discuss. That's where he is, and he heard it from Rav Mansur, Rav Eli Mansur. Okay. Perek Hay. The Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Siman Aleph Siv Hay Move, but Shetoyv Loim Es Pashas Hamon. It's brought down that it's a good thing to do is to say Parshas Hamon. The Mishnah Brura Sham, Hevi B'Shem Apoiskim, Shreimim is Parshas Hamon, Kedei Sh'adim Yamin Shekolm is a nice of Boim B'Hashgocha Pratis. The Mishnah Brura brings down from the Poiskim, why is it a good thing to say Parshas Hamon? It's a gula that you left Panosa? No, that's not what he says. He says, because it'll teach you and you'll have imuna that panosa comes from Hashem b'shgocha pratis. Who could exceed? Hamad b'lo adif b'hamamayit lo hichsim. Somebody who increases won't have leftovers, and somebody who just takes a little bit won't be lacking. In order to teach that adding to your ishtadlis doesn't help at all. And we've discussed that here at length from many, many angles. We haven't covered all the bases yet. Probably never will. Well, we've understood that your hishtadlus has nothing to do with your betochen. Correct? At least theoretically, that's what we know to be true. Except for being an obstacle to your betochen, then also being the biggest salvation for your betochen as well. We saw from Rav Dessler that the hishtadlus is there to prevent you from having charota that you didn't do it properly. Okay. Dora Midbar, Yador Daya. We know that the door of the Midbar, the Jews that came out of Mitzrayim that were in the Midbar were called Dor Daya. Daya meaning from? What does the word Das mean? Huh? Thank you. Anybody else want to say it? Knowledge. Yeah, I was hoping somebody would say that. Das is the knowledge that you are one with. Das means chibur, means connection. It's not an external knowledge like Chochmah. Chochmah is just the data on the hard drive. Das is the knowledge that you have become one with, like the knowledge you have of your own existence. It's not an external knowledge. That's something you know because you know it, and you could never prove that you know it. It's not provable. The fact that you know you exist, you could never prove. The fact that you exist, you could prove. But that you know you exist, you can never prove. Same as you can't prove that you have Bechira. That's a Das experience. Not now, not now. It has nothing to do with Das. Das is the knowledge that you have become one with. That's why it's called connection, and that's why it's called knowledge. So they were called Dordea because they had the knowledge empirically. They had Hashem right in front of them. Wasn't he Munna? Well, it was, I suppose. Anyway, we have to discuss the Munna one day. They lived in a world where they were totally dependent on Hashem, and they knew it. They had no lottery tickets or bank managers or businesses where they could go and fool themselves thinking they were doing something. There was nothing they could do. You're in the middle of the desert and there's nothing. And you finished your mon today and there's nothing in the freezer for tomorrow. An entire nation, millions of people went to sleep at night, completely tranquil, even though there was nothing in the freezer. They didn't even have a kazais of bread for tomorrow. And in the morning they would wake up, and depending on how righteous they were, depending how far the freezer was from their tent or sukkah, whatever they were living in, that was, they woke up and there was the food miraculously. Hashem praises us. I remember the chesed you did in your youth. You followed me into the desert, a land where there's nothing, you couldn't survive in a desert. Eretz lo zeruah. Am Yisrael tzadach Hashem b'betoch et mole, who lo yoyda ma'echin yegeh mezoyna mecha, ein lo kol tachni. An entire nation followed a Kosh Boch with 100% betochen, without knowing what's going to be tomorrow. No plans, nothing you could do. Milvad hatochni sayichidi leleches achrei Hashem. They had only one option, and that was to go wherever Hashem told them to go. Kafi shenema, v'alpi Hashem yichonu, v'alpi Hashem yosu. They got up and left, and they sat and stood up and moved and settled based on the Anan HaKovid, what Hashem told them to do. You want to make a bar mitzvah? Well, you can't, because you don't know where you're going to be tomorrow. You send out invitations that you're making of a mitzvah in a week, and it's going to be in the hall of Eish Kodesh. But next week, you may be in New York. Because you don't know where you're going to be. They woke up in the morning, and then the COVID starts moving. They don't give you a warning. They don't give you 2 months' notice. You have to pack up. And you're in the middle of nowhere. Suddenly, the COVID stops, and we're going to live here. How long are we going to be here for? Don't know. Sometimes it was years. Sometimes it was days. What are you going to eat? What are you going to drink? Any musag. Lech techa acharai b'midba lo zerua. No plans, nothing. An entire nation. Dor daya, dor bal betoch. Lefimim choynim o yomai. Ulefamim choydash o shana. Ve'im lo kaivi loma. Rak Hashem hu hamoyrelem es dar kom. Well, let's see what that has to do with us. That's the dor daya. And that's what we read when we read Parsha Samon. Let's see what that has to do with us, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow.